I want you to imagine a rather wild scenario for a second. Imagine securing just massive visibility for your business. Like you're getting your product in front of highly qualified customers and you are closing sales left and right.
Right, the ultimate dream scenario for any business.
Exactly, that is the dream.
Yeah.
But here is the kicker. Imagine doing all of that, but not a single one of those people ever actually visit your website.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like your traffic metrics are completely flatlining.
Yeah.
Nothing. But your revenue is climbing. It sounds like, a glitch in the matrix.
It really is the ultimate paradox. I mean, we have been conditioned for over 2 decades now to just worship website traffic.
Right. Page views are everything.
Exactly. The entire digital marketing ecosystem is built on this premise that page views equal pipeline. So succeeding without that traffic, it just feels entirely counterintuitive to everything we've been taught.
Yeah, and yet, according to a breakdown we're looking at today from the SBC Tech blog, this is not a glitch, and it's not some hypothetical future either.
No, it's not.
This is the reality of how search has fundamentally changed in 2026. So our mission on this deep dive is to really unpack this evolution for you. We are going to demystify the friction and the underlying synergy between traditional SEO and this new frontier of GEO.
Generative engine optimization.
Yes, generative engine optimization. But before we get swept away in all the AI hype cycle stuff, we need to ground this in the actual data.
Right, because traditional search is not dead. Let's be clear about that. Looking at the numbers SPC Tech aggregated, there is still a massive scale difference here.
Huge difference.
Yeah, Google is still handling upwards of 13.68 to 14 billion searches a day.
Wow. Still just a juggernaut.
Absolutely. And on the generative AI side, the data shows ChatGPT handling somewhere around 2.5 billion.
Wait, I did notice a slight discrepancy in that data pool, though. Like another section of the source cited ChatGPT at 37 million.
Yeah, I saw that too. The figures on the generative side seem to be moving targets depending on, how you actually measure a query versus a whole conversation thread.
Okay, that makes sense.
But the variance aside, the overarching narrative remains undeniably clear, right? Regardless of which specific AI metric you lean toward, the traditional search engine is still the dominant force by sheer volume.
People are still Googling things.
Exactly. People are still Googling things, but the gap is closing at an unprecedented rate. And more importantly, the type of queries moving over to generative engines represents this massive shift in user intent. The ground is literally shifting underneath our feet.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Because to understand why we suddenly need a completely new playbook, we have to look at the end game. Traditional SEO and GEO are, well, they're playing two fundamentally different sports.
Very different sports.
Yeah, like SEO is a game of driving clicks. You target specific keywords, you build up a network of backlinks to, prove your domain authority, and you fine-tune your site's technical health.
Right, fixing all those broken links and site speed issues.
Exactly. And the ultimate prize for all that work is the user clicking your blue link and actually landing on your domain. But GEO completely flips the script.
It really does, because the goal of generative engine optimization isn't a click at all. It's getting cited.
Cited, not visited.
Right. You want your brand to be the definitive answer generated by platforms like ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini, Claude, and Google's AI overviews.
So the mechanics behind how an AI chooses to cite you versus how Google ranks you, that's fascinating when you look under the hood.
It's totally different. In traditional search, Google's crawlers map out keywords and links to present the user with a library of options.
Right, a list of 10 blue links.
Exactly. And the user has to do the heavy lifting there. They are clicking through, reading, filtering out all the marketing fluff, and synthesizing the information themselves.
But in the GEO process, the user asks an AI a question, and the large language model, the AI, acts as the synthesizer.
Yes, it instantly scans its training data. And its real-time retrieval system's looking for trusted sources. It connects all those semantic dots and then it generates a direct answer.
So if your content is structured perfectly, your brand gets cited as the source of truth within that synthesis.
Precisely. You become the answer, not just an option on a list.
It makes me think of it like this. Tell me if this analogy works. Traditional SEO is kind of like putting up a massive glowing billboard on the side of a busy highway.
Okay, I like where this is going.
You are trying to catch the eye of all that traffic,
Yeah.
and you are just hoping they take the exit and walk into your physical store, and you can track that foot traffic.
Right, you have a counter at the door.
Yeah, but GEO is more like being secretly recommended by a highly trusted advisor behind closed doors in some VIP boardroom.
Yes. That's exactly it.
You don't see the foot traffic, you don't get the foot traffic, but the deal gets done anyway because the recommendation carried absolute authority.
That boardroom dynamic, as you call it, is showing up rapidly in the consumer behavior data right now. I mean, by 2026, 58% of users have already replaced classic search with AI tools, specifically when they are researching products and services.
58%. That is a staggering majority.
It is. That's a majority of bottom-of-the-funnel, high-intent research moving entirely away from standard Google searches.
Which aligns perfectly with Gartner's prediction, right? They predicted a 25% drop in traditional search volume overall.
Yep, that's the one.
So because the goal has shifted from driving clicks to earning those boardroom citations, the underlying mechanism of how content is evaluated changes entirely. Let's look at what actually gets rewarded by the algorithms now.
It's a tough transition for a lot of marketers.
Right, because in SEO, we know the drill. Keyword density, search volume optimization, matching the user's exact phrasing. But generative engines reward structure, clarity, and fact-rich data.
They do not care about your marketing fluff.
No, vague, padded content gets completely ignored.
We really have to look at this from the perspective of how a large language model actually parses text. An AI model relies on attention mechanisms.
Right.
It weighs the importance of different words and how they relate to each other. It doesn't care about your clever introductory anecdote about your grandmother's recipe or how naturally you wove in the phrase, best running shoes 2026.
It just wants the facts.
Exactly. It wants to extract facts with high confidence scores. If your core information is buried in these long, winding paragraphs full of adjectives, the AI loses the semantic thread.
And its confidence score in your content drops.
Right, and it skips you. It needs clear headings, direct definitions, and verified data to confidently formulate an answer.
Well, that structural requirement leads directly into what I think is the most mind-bending part of this entire shift, the traffic and conversion paradox.
Oh, yes. The big reveal.
Yeah. So traditional organic search still drives nearly half of global website traffic, somewhere between 47% and 53%. AI platforms, on the other hand, have roughly 0.15% of traffic.
A microscopic fraction.
Microscopic. Oh. But the data shows that AI traffic converts at 4.4 times the rate of traditional organic visitors.
4.4 times. This specific metric is where marketing teams are just getting tripped up. They panic when they see their top line website traffic dropping.
Right. The line on the graph is going down.
Exactly. They panic, failing to realize the quality of the traffic that does come through has absolutely skyrocketed.
I have to push back on this a bit, though, because I put myself in the shoes of a business owner.
Okay, play devil's advocate.
Why on earth would you be happy about a strategy where you can have full visibility without a single user actually visiting your website? We have spent 2 decades optimizing our own properties to capture leads. Doesn't this whole zero-click reality completely defeat the purpose of digital marketing?
I get it. It feels like a loss of control, absolutely. But we have to examine the psychology of the user here and why that 4.4 times conversion rate exists. Think about the traditional buyer's journey for a minute.
Okay.
A person clicks your organic link because they are in the early awareness stage. They are browsing. They are educating themselves. They're bouncing between your site and 5 others.
Yeah, they are low-intent window shoppers, basically.
Precisely. But the person arriving from an AI citation or acting directly upon an AI citation without ever visiting your site, they are completely different. The AI has already absorbed the research phase for them.
It did all the window shopping.
Right. It acted as their sales development rep, answering all their top of funnel questions. By the time that user sees your brand cited as the solution and decides to take action, they are showing up strictly to buy or sign up.
Oh, wow. So you are trading a massive volume of low intent browsers for a tiny, highly concentrated volume of ready-to-act buyers.
Exactly. The zero-click reality isn't a bug, it's a feature. The AI does the selling and the qualifying for you.
That completely flips how you have to view your metrics.
It does. Oh. And that 4.4 times conversion phenomenon actually solves another major headache in the GEO space right now, which is the measurement crisis.
The measurement crisis.
Right.
Right, because SEO has mature, robust tools.
Yeah.
You fire up Google Search Console or Analytics, and you know exactly how many clicks you got.
You know what query drove them, how long they stayed, all of it.
Yeah. But with generative AI, measurement barely exists. Brands are kind of flying blind.
Very blind. Unless you are manually typing prompts into ChatGPT all day long to see if you show up, or you're relying on emerging tools like SEMrush AIO, you cannot really track your visibility.
And because you can't rely on granular click metrics anymore, the old strategy of publish your parish becomes obsolete. In the traditional era, more blog posts meant more chances to rank. It was just a numbers game.
Right, throw everything at the wall and see what sticks.
Exactly. But now, churning out 100 keyword-stuffed blog posts doesn't help your visibility at all. 10 well-structured, authoritative, heavily cited pieces of content will beat 100 generic posts every single time.
Because the AI is a synthesis engine looking for signal, 100 generic posts just create more noise in the training data. If you want to be the definitive citation, you have to provide undeniable signal.
And here's where it gets really interesting and honestly a little dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Because brands know they need high-quality signal to secure these boardroom citations, right?
Yeah.
So they are rushing to publish deep educational content to teach these AI models about their industry.
Which sounds like the right move.
It does. But in doing so, they're falling into a massive hidden trap, the brand versus category trap.
This is perhaps the most vital insight for anyone navigating this transition right now. If we look at how machine learning models build relationships between concepts, the trap becomes so obvious.
Let's use an example to illustrate this for you. Say you own a company that manufactures ergonomic office chairs.
Okay, great example.
You invest heavily in writing incredible, well-structured, fact-rich content about posture, spinal health, and the biomechanics of sitting. You are educating the AI beautifully. The AI crawls it, parses it, and learns the concepts.
But then what happens?
Right. When a user asks the AI for the best ergonomic chair recommendation, the AI cites your direct competitor instead of you.
Ouch. Yeah, because you successfully taught the AI about your category, but you failed to capture the authority.
It just stole your homework.
Basically. An AI separates the knowledge from the entity. It understands the biomechanics you taught it. But when it needs to decide who the most authoritative entity is regarding biomechanics, it doesn't just look at who wrote the best blog post.
What does it look at?
It looks at the holistic web ecosystem for external corroboration. It looks at entity signals.
So it looks at who the rest of the internet points to as the actual expert.
Yes. The AI cross-references the knowledge with its knowledge graph. If your competitor has stronger external signals, like more mentions in digital PR, better customer reviews, an active and authoritative LinkedIn presence, a robust Google business profile,
then the AI takes the knowledge it learned from your content and attributes the authority to them.
Exactly. You essentially just acted as a free tutor for the AI, and your competitor got the diploma.
That is brutal. It's exactly like spending hours tutoring a classmate for a big final exam, doing all the hard work to help them understand the material, and then the teacher gives all the extra credit to the kid sitting next to them, just because that kid has a better reputation in the school.
It's a perfect analogy. And it highlights why you cannot just write broadly about your problem space anymore. You must rigidly tie your content to specific claims about your brand.
You have to claim the expertise.
Right. You need the AI to connect the vector for ergonomic chairs directly to the vector for your brand name. That requires ensuring your messaging, your brand name, and your details are perfectly consistent across every single digital touch point.
There is a brilliant immediate litmus test for this that you can try right now. Open up ChatGPT or Perplexity and type in 5 non-branded questions about your product category or service.
But do not use your company name.
Right. Do not use your company name. If your competitors show up in those answers and you don't, you have a GEO gap.
And the scary part is that no amount of traditional keyword optimization on your website's landing pages will fix that gap.
Because the AI already understands the keywords.
Exactly. It isn't looking for keywords anymore. It is looking for authority.
Which brings us to the operational side of this.
Mm-hmm.
Once you recognize that you have this gap, how do you actually secure those citations without falling into that free tutor trap? The playbook really revolves around minimizing the computational friction for the AI.
Make it easy for the machine to read.
Exactly. First is shifting to question-led content. Broad topical pillars are out. Because users interact with AI conversationally, the AI prefers content that directly answers real specific questions.
Next is the structural element we discussed earlier. You have to format for the machine. Use clear H2 and H3 headings. Keep your paragraph short. Use bulleted lists.
Make it skimmable.
Yes, and most importantly, include concise summaries at the top of your content. If you force an AI to parse 3,000 words just to find your core argument, it will drop your content for a source that provides the answer cleanly in the first 200 words.
Another critical piece here is verified data. AI models have taken a massive public relations hit over the last few years for hallucinating facts.
Oh, they definitely have. Making things up completely.
Right. So to combat this, Developers have heavily biased the models toward content that backs up its claims with accurate, up-to-date data. If you make a claim, link to the credible proof.
That ties directly into the concept of EET, experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. We've talked about these pillars in the context of Google's algorithms for years, but they are the absolute lifeblood of generative engine optimization.
Because an LLM can generate a million words of synthetic filler in 10 seconds, human expertise becomes the premium currency.
Exactly. This means having real awful bios with demonstrable credentials. It means publishing original research that an AI cannot generate on its own.
You have to prove that a real human expert is behind the screen.
You do. And there is also a major, often overlooked advantage here for local businesses. The data points out that generative search is highly effective for local queries.
How so?
Well, optimizing for a phrase like plumber in Dallas is a traditional SEO geo-targeting tactic, right? But the generative engine achieves the exact same goal by instantly pulling from local directories and Google business profiles. Ah, I see.
Yeah, if your business profile is complete, your reviews are strong, and your information is consistent across directories, the AI cites you incredibly fast when a user asks for a local recommendation.
Okay, so we have the tactics, but what about the tools? We mentioned earlier that we are flying a bit blind, but the tool stack for 2026 is evolving into this really interesting hybrid.
It's a mix of the old and the new.
Right. On the generative side, Semrush AIO is emerging as the primary way to track where your brand is mentioned across different large language models. And for manual auditing, you still just use the AI platforms directly to run those non-branded prompts we talked about.
But the fascinating part of the modern tool stack is that traditional SEO tools aren't going anywhere. Platforms like Ahrefs are still considered vital.
Which feels ironic.
It is the ultimate irony of this whole shift. Backlinks and domain authority, the foundational metrics of the old SEO world, are the exact external signals the AI uses to determine if you are authoritative enough to cite in the first place.
The old metric is feeding the new machine.
You also still need Google Search Console, though its use case has shifted quite a bit. You are mostly using it now to watch where your organic clicks are dropping because a zero-click AI answer intercepted your traffic at the top of the funnel.
It really requires a mindset shift. I mean, seeing clicks drop in Search Console used to be a five-alarm fire.
Total panic.
Right. Now, it might just mean the AI is handling the top-of-funnel education for you, provided your bottom-of-funnel conversions are holding steady.
Which brings up the ultimate pragmatic question for you listening. If you are a business owner or a marketing director, you only have so many hours in a week and a finite budget. Which one of these do you prioritize? Do you chase the Google clicks or do you chase the AI citations?
Well, the definitive answer is that you do not choose. You run both.
Run both, okay.
Yeah. If you are an established brand with a solid foundation of organic traffic, the recommended approach is a 70-30 split.
70-30.
Right. Spend 70% of your effort maintaining your traditional SEO architecture, because remember, traditional search still drives nearly half of all global traffic. But spend the other 30% optimizing for generative engines to secure your future market share.
And what if you are a startup? What if you are launching a brand from scratch today?
Then you build content that is SEO solid and GU ready simultaneously. The beautiful thing about this evolution is that the structural requirements overlap almost perfectly.
They complement each other.
They do. An article that uses clear headings, directly answers specific questions, backs up claims with verified data, and showcases real human expertise is going to rank highly on Google and get cited by an LLM. High signal content wins across the board.
Okay, so synthesizing all of this, The best way to look at generative engine optimization is that it doesn't replace traditional SEO.
Yeah.
It isn't tearing up the map we've been using for 20 years. SEO is the foundation. It builds the infrastructure, the links, and the authority signals that prove you actually exist. GEO is more like the GPS layer built on top of that map. The foundation gives you visibility today, but the generative layer ensures you are the trusted route the AI recommends tomorrow.
That's a great way to frame it. The brands that are thriving right now have stopped treating these as two competing philosophies. They are integrated systems.
Your takeaway for today is to run that 5-prompt test. Open up an AI, ask 5 general questions about your specific industry, and see who the AI believes the ultimate authority is. It might be a very validating or a very frustrating few minutes.
And as you do that, consider a puzzle that builds on everything we've explored today. We know that generative engines require strong external links and traditional SEO authority signals to trust you, right?
Yeah.
But we also know that AI answers are increasingly zero-click. The AI synthesizes the site so the user doesn't have to visit it.
Which is great for the user experience.
It is. But if users aren't visiting websites, they aren't discovering specific pages to link back to on their own blogs, forums, or social media. They are just reading the AI summary.
Oh, wow. I see where you're going with this.
So how will brand new websites in the future ever generate the organic, human-created external links they need to prove their authority to the AI in the first place? Are we heading toward a closed loop of information where the only sources the AI trusts are the ones that were already established before the zero-click era began?
Wow, a closed loop where it becomes nearly impossible for a newcomer to break in, because the mechanism for building authority, human beings naturally sharing links, has been bypassed by the AI itself.
Exactly.
That is a massive paradox to chew on. Well, on that slightly terrifying but incredibly fascinating note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive. Thank you for exploring the new digital boardroom with us. Remember, the game hasn't ended. The rules of authority have just evolved. Sometimes the most profitable traffic is the traffic you never actually see. Keep optimizing, keep questioning, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.